Well, the tomato suspension case was a hot topic during the Mexican Association of Protected Horticulture's annual convention last week. AMPAC members voted to approve an assessment based on a grower's number of hectares to raise funds for legal fees in the case between Mexico and Florida tomato growers, who say they've been subject to unfair trade practices from Mexican tomato exporters for years. U.S. Commerce officials ruled August 21st that the agency will take comments on the tomato suspension case until September 4th. Meanwhile, Mexican tomato industry representatives are hoping to continue working with commerce officials to avoid a possible trade war. As Eric Viramontes, the Mexican group's director general and chief executive officer, has said scuttling the agreement could bring retaliatory action from Mexico. Tomatoes account for about 60% of production among AMPAC's 260 members, with bell peppers, squash, eggplant, and other vegetables accounting for the rest. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.